May 8, 1906. Studying the Word of God. Ellen G. White. If thou thirst after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. The Word of God has been preserved through the centuries to be our lesson book in these last days. It is our guide. It points us to a sure path in which our feet can travel with safety as we seek for the better country, even a heavenly. Through the Word of the Eternal God, we are made wise unto salvation. Its principles are to be ever in our hearts and on our lips. It is written is to be our anchor. Those who make this word the man of their counsel realize the weakness of the human heart and the power of divine grace to subdue every unsanctified, unholy impulse. They are almost constantly in prayer and have the guardianship of holy angels. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard for them. There is harmony in the heart, for the principles of heaven bear sway. The appreciation of the Word grows with its study. The testimony of every true searcher of the Bible is, I had no idea of the treasures of knowledge that it contains. It is not enough for us to read the Word, supposing that a casual knowledge of its principles will bring about a transformation of character. Firmly may certain doctrines of truth be held. Again and again they may be reiterated, till the holders come to think that they are indeed in possession of the great blessings which these doctrines represent. But the greatest, most powerful truths may be accepted, yet kept in the outer court, exerting little influence to make the daily life Christ-like. The soul is not sanctified by truth that is not practiced. The Bible should be read every day. It gives the correct standard by which to judge between right and wrong. The moral principles it teaches are a shield to those who are exposed to temptation. A fixed principle of truth is our only safeguard. Strong purpose and a resolute will close many an open door to temptation and to influences that are unfavorable to the maintenance of a Christian character. He also that received seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Many professing Christians are so engrossed with earthly cares that they have no time for the cultivation of piety. They do not regard the service of God as of the first importance. A man may seem to receive the truth, but if he does not overcome his unchristlike traits of character, the thorns grow and strengthen, killing the precious graces of the Spirit. The thorns in the heart, the unchristlike traits of character, must be uprooted and cast out, for good and evil cannot grow in the heart at the same time. Unsanctified inclinations and desires must be cut away as a hindrance to growth in grace. Man is to read the Word of God, filled with a hungering desire to hear in faith and profit by the hearing. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he seemeth to have. We are to give sincere, earnest attention to the teaching of Christ, realizing the importance of hearing aright, that God may use us in teaching others. To him who listens intently shall be given, for God sees that he will use his knowledge aright. From him who has not improved his opportunities, who has not practiced the truth that others may share in the blessing of his knowledge, shall be taken away, even that which he has. His opportunity to be all that God designed him to be, receiving and imparting the light of heaven, shall be taken away from him. Our only safety is in living in hourly communion with the high and holy principles of the Bible. As we read and study, Christ will commune with us. Precious beams of light will shine upon the Word, and by unseen intelligences, the mind will be refreshed. The service of God is not drudgery to the fully consecrated soul. Obedience to our Savior does not detract from our happiness, the true enjoyment of this life, but it has a refining, elevating power upon our characters. The daily study of the precious words of life strengthens the intellect and gives a knowledge of the grand and glorious works of God in nature. Not only does the study of the Scriptures fortify the soul against the temptations of Satan, but the Scriptures thoroughly furnish the believer to all good works and prepare him to give to every man a reason of the hope that is in him. But the best way to recommend the truth is not by argument, not by talk, but by living it daily, by leading a consistent, modest, humble life as a disciple of Christ. It is safe to be earnest for the right. The first consideration should be to honor God, and the second to be faithful to humanity, performing the duties which each day brings, meeting its trials, and bearing its burdens with firmness and a resolute heart. Earnest and untiring effort, united with strong purpose and entire trust in God, will help in every emergency, will qualify for a useful life in this world, and give a fitness for the immortal life.